The first reading today is from Genesis 24, 34 to 38, 42 to 49, and 58 to 67. And it can be found in the Old Testament in your Pew Bible on page 20. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become wealthy. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female slaves, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and he has given him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house, to my kindred, and get a wife for my son.' I came today to the spring and said, 'O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you will only make successful the way I am going, I am standing here by the spring of water. Let the young woman who comes out to draw, to whom I shall say, "Please give me a little water from your jar to drink," and whom will say to me, "Drink, and I will draw for your camels also," let her be the woman from the Lord. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has anointed for my master's son." Before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her water jar on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew. I said to her, "Please let me drink." She quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will also water your camels." So I drank, and she watered the camels. Then I asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" She said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Naor's son, whom Milcah bore to him." So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me the right way to obtain the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you will deal loyally and truly with my master, tell me, if not tell me so, that I may turn either to the right hand or to the left." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "You will go with this man?" She said, "I will." So they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse, along with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "May you, our sister, become thousands of myriads. May your offspring gain possession of the gates of their foes." Then Rebekah and her maids rose up, mounted the camels, and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now Isaac came from Beth-horon and settled in Negev. Isaac went out to the evening to walk in the field and looked up and saw the camels coming. And Rebekah looked up, and when she saw Isaac, she slipped quickly from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is this man over there walking in the field to meet us?" Their servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. He took Rebekah, and she became his wife. He loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The second reading today is from the New Testament. Found on page 157 of the New Testament. It's Romans 7, 15 to 25a. Again, that's on page 157 of the New Testament. "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if what I do is not I do not want, I agree the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer that I do it, but but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it is the law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self. But I see that my members, another law, at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells within my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Our gospel reading comes to us, or continues, from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, starting with the 16th verse, and you may find it on page 11 of the New Testament. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your generous and gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.